35.
That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off the second hour of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Daryl.
And actually, Kurt, a longtime friend of the show, has shown up in the studio, so I asked him if he'd sit in. Kurt? Say it again, Kurt.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Sorry, I left the button pushed. I've been pushing the different buttons all evening.
If only my wife had one of those.
Yeah, you're right. Just turn them on and turn it off. Yeah. Hopefully she won't hear this. So, Kurt, you're just traveling through. You're looking at a move for the Free State Project and just kind of scouting out areas and stuff?
Well, you know, it's about convincing my wife. I'm on board, and I'm ready to come up as soon as we can tie up the ends, you know. We did just buy a house, but, you know, I'm willing to sell it and come here if my wife said it was okay to do that right now.
Well, you know, it's all it takes is for, you know, over time people get convinced that might be what they would want to do. So what do you think she's holding off for?
Well, she's the only child of septuagenarian parents, so I would never push her in that, yeah. You know, against that, because if she told me, you know, hey, the heck with them, let's go, I would look at her and say, I don't even know who you are.
That wouldn't make much sense.
It wouldn't, you know, so I'd never give her a hassle about wanting to stay to be able to be there for her parents. So, I mean, I can't. And I love her parents, too. I want her to be there for them. I want to be there for them as well. And then there's also her her son, who's 23, who, I mean, I'd like to have come out with us as well. But if he wanted to stay, that'd be fine as well. But tearing her away from him is going to be, it's going to at least take a 4 plane tickets a year to bring him to visit, at least.
Family is the single biggest issue when it comes to picking up and move for the Free State Project. I recommend bringing them with one, but you can't always do that. It can be an issue. So what we've been talking about this evening seems to be the overarching idea of the show, is sort of ludicrous things that happen. This story isn't
specifically with police and bureaucrats.
Yeah, ludicrous things that happen, the government that's involved. And this is a strange one. I don't know how ludicrous it is. I suppose this one, I don't know. This one's a little odd. This is from Waldron, Indiana. Never heard of it, but it's coming out of Indianapolis on the AP. FBI agents, I'm going to repeat that, Federal Bureau of Investigation agents have seized thousands of artifacts from Native Americans, Russia, China, and other nations from a private collection in rural central Indiana. FBI Special Agent Robert Jones says 91-year-old Donald Miller of Waldron collected the items over 8 decades. He's 91 years old.
Okay, I still don't see a problem.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, right? I think this is an interesting issue, and I do want to talk about it because it has to do with sort of property, and it's complicated. So he stored them in several buildings. He's got big Quonset hut things here for the storing of his stuff. He's not like a hoarder that's got his stuff all piled up as much as he's just a collector, I guess. And there's a bit of a difference. Stored them in several buildings about 35 miles southeast of Indianapolis. They've got a helicopter picture here showing it all. Jones says the cultural value of these artifacts is immeasurable. He says some items were acquired improperly, but others have been acquired legally or obtained before laws affecting them were on the books. Archaeologists are assisting agents in sorting and preserving the items. Jones says Miller is cooperating with the agents. Now, it may take a little bit more than, you know, maybe it's me reading these articles over the years, but what do you think they're going to do is take more of this stuff than this old, from this old guy than they should?
They're going to take all of the stuff from the old guy, and they shouldn't take any of it.
Hey, well, I don't know about any of it, and I kind of wonder about this. So let's, you pick Native American, Russian, or China. You pick.
Native American.
Okay, great. So you are a member of the Wiksaksachi tribe. You don't have much history. Some archaeologist 70 years ago, and by archaeologist I mean treasure hunter, digs up something, maybe chips off a carving off of a wall, sells it to this guy. Because this is back in the day before they had laws like this. And I don't know. Is that theft? Isn't it?
Who owns it?
Well, if it's on Indian land, oftentimes this land is almost, it's so uncared for, it's almost public land, right?
Does it need to be under somebody's direct control in order to not be theft?
I wonder about that.
But
is centuries-old graffiti...
So let's put it this way, Mark. You have a decent amount of land.
I do.
If an archaeologist or a treasure hunter comes and says, Mark, I would like to dig around in your land and see if I can find some stuff.
Yep.
And would you agree?
I would say.
Would you say, let's come up with some kind of... contract.
Yeah. I would say that I have this very interesting mound over here. I don't know why it's there. It's very suspicious to me, and I want you to look at this mound first.
Okay.
I think this mound may contain seed corn. Now, if you're looking for things, you don't want to find gold. You don't want to find, weapons. You want to find seed corn here in the United States, because this is the most valuable archaeological find you can find.
Okay. Fine, Mark,
they don't know how corn came about. They just don't know.
I'll dig through the mound that you have,
yep.
And I'll give you 25% of the value of whatever I find.
35.
30. 33.
All right.
Deal. Handshake. We write something up.
Yep.
I start digging around. Come to find out that, some chief... from 500 years ago, buried something on what is now your land. Does that rightfully belong to the Mohegan tribe?
Abenaki.
Okay, the Abenaki tribe. Or does it rightfully belong to Mark Edge, who is the current property owner of that piece of land?
Wouldn't it be considered abandoned property? I mean, it's been lying there for...
That's the point I'm getting at. Is, how can you rightfully say this belongs to this entire civilization when it has obviously been abandoned?
It's really complicated. And abandoned, what's that mean? If somebody was killed, does it belong to their rightful heirs? If their rightful heirs didn't know about it? I mean, it just gets into this really sort of weird netherworld. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answers, but I tend to think that this guy... he's a collector. He's been collecting this stuff over the course of a lifetime, and I feel like he's probably going to get taken advantage of. Oh, no, you can't have this thing.
He's going to get robbed is what he's going to get.
Yeah, he's going to get robbed. And, you can't have this thing. This has to go back to its original folks. Oh, I don't care how much you paid for it. That doesn't matter. And, this is the thing is I suppose that the most that should be done here is that these, the particular tribes or I don't know who we're talking about. Russia and China is also mentioned. The particular whatevers should be advised. Hey, I've got this thing. I've got that thing. Everything's for sale. I'm sure Mr. Miller could be talked out of a certain amount of these things if they were purchased, because I do think you'd have to purchase them back.
Okay. Let's go back 24 years, roughly.
All right.
Right after the Berlin Wall. Yep. Came down.
Okay.
You could buy chunks of rock, like buy a piece of the Berlin Wall.
Yep.
And you would get something in the mail and it would say, come with a certificate of authenticity. This is part of the Berlin Wall.
This isn't just something we bashed off of a cinder block. This is part of the Berlin Wall.
So in, let's say, another 100 years,
uh-huh,
after all of the people that rightfully made those purchases are dead. Assuming that, they have all passed away, 100 years seems to be a safe amount of time for that to happen. Would the German government then be able to seize all of the pieces of the Berlin Wall, claiming these are artifacts of German history? You did not have you never purchased this. You have stolen it from the people of Germany.
I wouldn't doubt that something like that could happen.
But it's the East German government that built it.
855.
And they're no longer around.
What do you think? 855-453. These are complicated questions.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453-7733. It's Mark with you.
And Kurt.
And Daryl.
855-453. That's what 3733 spells out on the telephone. And if you're looking for gold and silver, look no further than gold.freetalklive.com. We have there many coins and pieces that you can peruse through. If you're looking to, say, invest in gold as a investment, you know, you think it's going to go up in the near future. I do think silver is poised to move upward. That's my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. Others agree with me. Some, I'm sure, disagree. But I like to have it around as a hedge against inflation. I use it as a barter currency. I pay people in silver if that's what they want to do. I also give them the option of bitcoins, too. Many people taking that option these days. But I like to have it as a possibility. Now, I use what they call a coin silver or junk silver. I use dimes. I love Mercury dimes because they're obviously worth more than an Eisenhower dime. Because if you just get the old Eisenhower dime, it looks like an old Eisenhower dime. It's worth 10 cents. A Mercury dime, clearly not worth 10 cents. So if you get an old Mercury dime that's not particularly worth anything besides the silver in it, it's a very usable barter size currency. I mean, you know, the amount of each dime, small, you don't have to make too much change. So there you go. Gold.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live gets a little credit for it. We're talking about this strange story out of Indiana. And it's an older gentleman who has been collecting artifacts for years, and he stores them in these, you know, big shed things that he's got in order to keep them safe. And the FBI has taken an interest in his collection.
I've got a question real quick. If instead of just storing these things in his home or in warehouses that I'm presuming he either owned or had the usage rights to, what would have been the difference from a legal perspective? And I don't know if either one of you guys know this, but it's certainly something to sort of, you know, stimulate conversation. From a legal perspective, would it have been different had he opened his home up for a museum and said, come tour and see my artifacts?
Well, it's getting to be very important these days how a museum acquires stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there in museums. Now, I think they're going after this guy because he's an individual as opposed to a museum. It's a lot easier. The museum has this whole cultural momentum behind it. So if your museum has something that it acquired many years ago, I remember I went to museums back in the 70s. I'm sure that the checks and balances put in place at that time were a lot looser than they are today. But, I mean, you know, I don't – once it's there, what do you do? So we had talked about in the break, what if somebody went and robbed, one of the pyramids of Giza in the 20s?
Well, we know for a fact that
– yeah.
People went in there and they took stuff with them,
and
because some of the stuff wound up in the museums of London.
Right, and we know some of that stuff has been returned to the people of Egypt, meaning the Egyptian government. The people of Egypt see nothing of this. And I don't know, do the people of Egypt own the pyramids of Giza? They were, they're sort of, as I understand, the pharaohs were actually... Some recent information, maybe I've got this wrong, but this is what I remember reading on the internet, months ago, was that they weren't even Egyptian. They were like white people that came from the Mediterranean, across the Mediterranean. So,
What Abraham Lincoln once said? Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Indeed, yeah. Abraham's like that. He's a wise man, and he can't tell a lie because he'll cut down a cherry tree. I don't know. Do the pyramids belong to the people of Egypt? What happened? I mean, obviously somebody stole this stuff.
Right, right. And from a different perspective, like, while I don't agree that governments can own things, it's not the same Egyptian government that exists now that existed in the 20s, and the government that existed in the 1920s was, by no stretch of the imagination, the same government that existed when the pyramids were born or built who knows when.
Right, and there's sort of two good reasons why you would want that property back in Egypt, right? One, the Egyptian government wants the tourism revenue, from all of these items that come through? They get revenue?
The Museum of London wants tourism revenue from this. British guy went there that one time and brought this back with him.
Yeah, but this rotting stick is from Egypt, not the rotting stick from London. The London Museum has the right to the rotting sticks in London. So, I mean, you know, that's what the argument's going to be there. And secondarily, you would want, I think the best excuse reason you would want that stuff all in one place is, you know, when Egyptologists get together to study Egypt, you would want the Egypty stuff all in one Egypty place so that they can study all their Egypty things and come up with their Egypty conclusions, right?
True.
I mean, that kind of makes some sense. We still live in a world where time and space matter. I don't know how long it's going to matter for the internet where you're going to be able to pick up things and
technology allows you to view things intricately from miles away,
but
the world away.
It's not the same.
A solar system away. People are looking at Mars and finding things.
that's within the same solar system, not right. Across to a different one.
Within the solar system,
but it's not the same looking at pictures of Da Vinci's notebooks online and actually walking into a museum and being 6 inches away from Da Vinci's notebook.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the best excuse for collecting all of the, you know, Da Vinci stuff in one Da Vinci place, call that place Rome, is because you know the Da Vinci.
It's actually in Venice.
Is it? Okay, fine. Wherever. You don't want to keep it in Venice; it'll get moldy. It's all that water around.
Several years ago, when that museum that houses all of Da Vinci's stuff was being renovated, the museum leased out a lot of the materials.
Yeah.
To several traveling exhibits.
And I love that.
And I went to two of them and paid $25 to go to each one to see twice as much Da Vinci stuff as if I would have only gone to one of them.
There you go. And this is the thing that I would argue is that if you collect all the Egypty stuff or Da Vinci stuff or whatever stuff in one place, then you have to travel to that place to see it. Because, yes, it matters whether the scholars can see these things. They're going to come up with the better conclusions than we are. But the public needs, there needs to be momentum behind this stuff. The public needs to care. And there's some things they care about and some they don't. And so the things that they care about are the things they've experienced, they've touched, they've been near, they've gelled with in some way. I care about the Egypty stuff because I stood in line as an 8-year-old at the Field Museum in Chicago to walk past the Tutankhamun exhibit. That was a big deal to me. And I was emotionally invested. That was a huge line I stood in. And so I can't tell you the name of too many emperors or pharaohs of Egypt besides Tutankhamun. And it's because I stood in the line. It's because
Ramses.
Ramses, that comes to mind.
And Ramses II.
Yeah, Tut, I have no idea. I got nothing else.
That's Tutankhamun.
Yeah,
is
I have
King
no idea.
Tut.
I got nothing else. See, that's the thing. And you want people to have these experiences. And I don't know what's stolen and what's not. It kind of feels like once something's a couple of decades gone, it's just gone. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Give us a call and tell us what you think. 855-450-3733.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's spelling out the word free. The numbers are 3733, so that's 855-450-3733, or you can call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our username there. If you haven't already sent us a user request on Skype at LRN.FM, just go ahead and send it. I can approve it right here during the show. You can give us a call, and the audio sounds great on Skype. It's Mike. Mark here with you. Not Mike. What am I doing?
Who is Mike?
I don't know.
I'll be Mike.
Mark here? I think maybe I combined those two words. I don't know. Mark here.
And Kurt.
And Daryl.
855.
No Mike.
50 free. No mics in the studio.
We've got three mics in the studio.
So. We're talking into them. Yes.
Blockchain.info. It is a great online wallet that you can use to store your bitcoins. It is what I like about it. There's several features. One, blockchain doesn't possess your bitcoins. It's not like a bank. They don't hold your bitcoins for you. They give you access to an encryption program that works with your browser that encrypts your bitcoins, so they never have possession of your bitcoins. They also make it so that they have interactivity through your smartphone, through your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, whatever you want to use. They make it easy for you to access your bitcoins. So if you want to access your bitcoins on the run and pay for things in real life, blockchain makes that incredibly easy. The first one I had, a Bitcoin spinner, now maybe better. It's just the iteration I had a couple of years ago. I couldn't access those bitcoins anywhere but on the phone. So if I, for whatever reason, drop my phone in the toilet, it's gone. Those bitcoins are gone.
Gone.
Not the so with blockchain.info. Also, they have tools there to allow you to easily send and receive your Bitcoins anonymously. There's an incredible amount of tools at blockchain.info. It's basically the only site you need to figure out the Bitcoin thing, blockchain.info. So we've had a kind of a list of sort of strange stories here, and I thought we'd go a little more serious. This one's a bit odd. Judge dismisses lawsuit over drone killings of Americans, says it's a matter for Congress. So you may remember this, but this guy, Al-Awlaki.
Anwar Al-Awlaki.
Yep.
And his 16-year-old son.
I thought he was like 14.
Anyway. 16 at the time that he was killed by a drone.
Okay. Were killed in Yemen. And
in separate attacks.
In separate attacks. Yeah, that's true. And the son was not a target, supposedly. That's what we're told. But interesting, he's just as dead. The U.S. federal, it's difficult to know what happens out in the deserts of Yemen. But we know that the Yemenis are really sick and tired of this whole droning thing. I can tell you that. And you'd be tired of it if it was happening in your state, too. So you could just dismiss this all you want. But you know as well as I do, when they drop a Hellfire missile, they're not always hitting the right people. U.S. federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed against the government by the families of three American citizens killed by drones in Yemen. American citizens. Saying senior officials cannot be held personally responsible for money damages for the act of conducting war. How can you conduct a war when there's no war that's been enacted? The United States hasn't declared war on anyone since 1942.
And further, even if you go by the official hostilities, that is technically only in Afghanistan. The hostilities in Iraq ended a couple of years ago.
Mission accomplished.
Well, that was 10 years ago. But you know, there has never been any kind of congressional authorization to use force in Yemen.
Yeah, well, I think what's going on in Yemen, and this is a nasty little trick that the U.S. government and their intelligence agencies will employ. I think what's going on is they've leased these drones to the Yemenis government, although the Yemenis government, the dictator there that they've been propping up for the last four decades or whatever, he doesn't actually have any control over them. So they're leasing drones to him over which they have control over his drones. Does that make sense?
Yes.
He'll never control the drones he leases.
Sounds like a paperwork thing.
It's a paperwork thing. Anyway, the families of the three, including Anwar Al-Awlaki here, Awlaki, a New Mexico-born militant Muslim cleric who had joined Al-Qaeda's Yemen affiliate, as well as his teenage son, sued over their 2011 deaths as U.S. drone strikes, arguing that the killings were illegal. Judge Rosemary Collier of the U.S. District Court in Washington threw out the case, which had named as defendants the former Defense Secretary and CIA Chief Leon Panetta, the former Senior Military Commander and CIA Chief Petraeus. The question presented is whether federal officials could be held personally liable for their roles in drone strikes abroad that kill and target U.S. citizens. And doesn't it seem obvious that nobody in the government can be held responsible for anything? Isn't that what working in the government means?
It means you never have to say you're sorry.
You never have to say you're sorry. You're never responsible for anything. You do all kinds of dumb crap that results in all kinds of dumb crap, and you never have to take responsibility for it. Now, I don't know what the right answer was here with dealing with Anwar Al-Awlaki. I'm not going to claim to know that. But I am going to claim that we have one dispute resolution organization here in the United States that is available to people as that final arbitration organization, and that's the federal court system. When you can't bring your dispute to the federal court system, where do you bring it? The judge says this is an issue for Congress. But you can't bring a case to Congress.
Right.
The First Amendment, the right for redress of grievances.
Petition the government for a redress of grievance. The courts have thrown out, you have the right to petition, but they have no obligation to provide you an answer.
Right. I mean, I just don't know what you're supposed to do here.
go to the International Court of Criminal Justice.
That court, the World Court or whatever it is, it's only available to nations. Only national governments can go there.
Okay, so declare yourself an independent nation and then file the suit.
Well, then you can't bring anything in federal court because you don't have standing.
No, to the ICC. Take it to the ICC.
They're not
going to
do anything unless the UN recognizes you.
I know.
They wouldn't do anything anyway because it's against America, right? Anybody who stands against America stands to have bombs rain down upon them.
Right. What if the international court, whatever this is, says that the U.S. is wrong? You're wrong. You're all war criminals. What's going to happen? As I understand, it was like Nigeria or something that declared George Bush a war criminal. I think this was the case. And that means since they're a member of Interpol, that supposedly Interpol has to arrest George Bush when he's abroad. Now, I haven't heard a story of him leaving Texas. I don't keep a close eye on George Herbert Walker Bush. Is that no? That's not his name. Which one?
That's the father. He's probably a war criminal too.
I don't know what any of these. I don't care about these people or what they do. But it's
Malaysia. It was in Malaysia, the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal.
Okay. Now, as I understood, whatever the nation was a member of Interpol. So therefore, Interpol was supposed to be obligated. Not that I believe for one moment that they would be. I know Brattleboro, Vermont actually declared them war criminals, and that if they stepped foot in Brattleboro, they had to be arrested. I don't imagine George Bush feels too bad about not stopping by the Brattleburian dim sum place.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Imagine he'd be able to stand right in the center of town and not have anything happen to him.
Brattleboro is a strange place.
Yes.
I'm not entirely prepared to say what you're saying is so. I think somebody might try to declare a citizen's arrest. But the Secret Service agents would probably shoot them dead.
There have been people that have tried to do citizen's arrest against Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
It's never worked.
How'd that go, yeah.
But they've tried.
Well, Dick will shoot you in the face over that.
And
so take you hunting anyway.
There was a taco chain in, I think it was Buffalo, New York, that issued an official statement that Vladimir Putin is not welcome in their restaurants until he apologizes over annexing Crimea.
There you go. Putin and Crimea and Dick shooting people in the face. You can only hear that on Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think? Are these people ever going to be held responsible?
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Kurt.
And Daryl.
Kurt sitting in for a couple of hours with us. Passing through, checking out the Free State. Really appreciate you coming in, Kurt.
My pleasure. So wonderful time here.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. You can call in and participate with us, too. We're talking about this situation where a federal judge has dismissed a court case by American citizens about the U.S. government assassinating U.S. citizens. And it's kind of interesting what the judge has to say here. We'll get to it in a moment. But first, we're going to go to Nathan. Calling in from Texas, if I remember correctly. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Evening, Mark. Evening, Kurt.
Good evening.
And Daryl.
Nathan?
Hello?
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, sorry. I thought I had a bad connection there. Well, I wanted to talk about Game of Thrones, where politicians also aren't held accountable for their actions.
You know, I haven't...
Don't give any spoilers about what happens tonight.
Spoiler alert! I don't know anything about Game of Thrones other than
season four kicks off tonight.
Okay.
Well,
I have a huge crush on Daenerys Stormborn.
Is that
the
she's
of
actually
dragons.
Who I wanted to talk about, and I won't give any major spoilers, I won't spoil tonight's episode. Is that all right?
Go right ahead.
All right.
As long as it's not about season four, we're good.
Well, I'm not sure because it's kind of. She's already done some of what I'm going to talk about, which is, you remember how she sacked that slave city and has declared herself the mother of freedom or whatever?
Yes.
Well, it's interesting because in the past on Free Talk Live, Mark has argued for slavery, cited arguments where you could say, well, you know, there's a lot of benefits to slavery, like, you know, you don't have to provide your own, housing and health care and so on.
Well, no.
And,
what I've talked about. Talk about. Jeez, I can't even get my friends here to represent my stuff correctly. I'm saying, as a slave owner, that you have overhead in the caring for slaves. So there's cost. You don't get to keep 100% of a slave's labor because you have to give them medical care and food and clothing and things like that.
Well, you don't have to. But if you want them to live long enough to be productive and make money to cover the cost of what you paid for them, then you probably should provide them with health care and food and clothing.
Well, thank you for that legalized parsing of reality, Daryl.
In one sense, a dead slave makes gets no cotton, right?
Right. None of that stuff happens. I could buy a horse tomorrow, then refuse to feed it until it starves to death, assuming that somebody doesn't report me.
Teach your horse not to eat.
But here, I just teach him that. And then I would get 100% of its labor, but it would only last for a few more days.
Right.
So,
well, true.
Makes sense.
One of the plots that's upcoming is going to address this matter, though, of slavery and what happens when you free the slaves. Do they kind of automatically start, performing voluntary transactions and enriching the economic life of their communities? Or are there a lot of bad spots, and is it a drawn out process?
Oh, it's complicated, I'm sure.
In American history, just after slavery ended, it was a more dangerous time for African Americans because you were no longer a $5,000 piece of property to protect.
Yeah, you were hated and not worth anything. And also, many times you had slaves going back to work for the same places that they worked before.
Or never wanted to leave the plantations as slaves at all.
Oftentimes, Jefferson bemoaned what would happen to the slaves. Of course, the way he treated his wasn't great at the end of his life because he spent so much time in the government. He was greatly in debt and basically auctioned off his slaves from his plantation, too. George Washington freed his after he died.
That seemed to be somewhat common, though, to have it in the will of, upon my death, the slave shall be free.
Wasn't George Washington the one who fought to keep his slaves for a few more years, or was that
Grant?
That was Grant.
Before the Civil War, Robert E. Lee freed his slaves. Grant maintained ownership of his slaves.
Huh. Yep.
Well,
more proof Washington. By the way, Lincoln never freed a single person.
That's true. So these and other interesting issues will be addressed in the upcoming season of Game of Thrones. And I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to add to that, Daryl. It sounds like you're a fan of the show as well.
I'm a huge fan of the show, and I watched the first three seasons in 7 days.
That's 30 hours
of programming.
You guys can chat about the Game of Thrones.
That was a full-time job.
On Facebook. Thanks for the call, Nathan. I do think that the issue of slavery is very interesting. There was there's a story that I saw of a slave owner whose slave escaped to Canada. Then, when he after the Civil War was over, I guess he wrote to the slave to try to get him to come back and work for him. And I'm not exactly sure of the timeline here, but the slave wrote him back and said, "You beat my wife in front of me, and I couldn't do anything about it. You think I want to come back and work for you?" And these people, this was the way things went. Even after that, people beat their employees. It's not that uncommon. I mean, it was relatively common to beat people. And it's in the military, it's only recently gone away. They shot a man for trying to flee the battlefield in World War II. It's only 60 years ago. I can't remember what his name was, but it was made into a movie. And interesting stuff, I think. I think the slavery issue is interesting because here's what I want to know. If I own me, if I am free, and perhaps I've messed up in life, and I want to get a loan to start off a new business, can I promise my labor for 5 years if I don't pay the loan? Like you, Daryl, you give me $50,000. I say, look, you give me the $50,000, I'll pay you back in 2 years. If I don't, I'll work for you to pay off the rest of the loan. And I'll work whatever hours, I'll live wherever you want, I'll live whatever conditions you want. I mean, basically, I'll be your slave for whatever period of time it takes to work it off.
That sounds like indentured servitude.
Yeah, that's not slavery.
It's pretty close.
It's not slavery, and it's also not legal in the United States anymore.
Right.
It's
not convicted of a crime.
unless you're convicted of a crime. I mean, you know, there's different, slavery has different flavors. Now, chattel slavery in the South is one thing where your children are slaves because you're a slave and that kind of thing. But there's other, you know, and Caesar was a slave, bought his own freedom. And so serfs were slaves because they were indentured to the land. So there's interesting, is it a history of what is a slave? It's not perhaps capital S slave, you know, but it's still, it's slavery.
I've had people actually, you know, at work say this is slavery. And I'm like, nobody's going to shoot you if you leave.
Right. You can leave.
Yeah. Anytime you want.
And, but there are jobs where you, you know, if I was free, would I be able to sell myself into a situation where I wouldn't be allowed to leave? And I think it's an interesting question. Let's go to Francine in New Jersey. Francine, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, and I agree with you. What I believe is that it's not slavery. It's freedom.
What's slavery and what's freedom?
Well, we had the slavery, and then what? When we have to go out, leave what we have to do and go on about our lives, there's a difference between freedom when we leave there and then what we are all about now with slavery and the way it used to be.
I'm not entirely sure what you're saying, but okay, go ahead.
Well, what I'm calling about is the Free Ross campaign that we
yes.
just had. What
Ross,
is that all about?
Okay, so Ross Ulbricht is the guy that is supposedly is accused by the United States government as being the guy who is the Dread Pirate Roberts. Now,
okay.
One of the things the federal government did when they arrested him was they claimed that he was, besides, he was running the
Silk Road.
The Silk Road, which was Pardon an me. Online...
Yeah.
What's that?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay, yeah, it was an online place where people can buy and sell things. Many of those things were illegal, like drugs.
Okay.
Not all of them.
Okay. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and one of the things that they accused him of doing was a murder for hire campaign. Now,
okay.
I wouldn't support anybody who tried to, you know, paid to murder somebody. Interestingly, the United States government has only charged him with the stuff about the website. And not about the murder for hire. I feel the United States government has been extraordinarily disingenuous in the Ross Ulbricht situation, and I really want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Any other questions?
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Thank you very much for the call, Francine.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
All right.
Thanks. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Call in with whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
People are waking up. People are saying no to GMO, gluten, toxins, and sugars. The masses are moving to holistic, natural, and organic foods and supplements. LifeGHD is a non-GMO, gluten-free product that helps your body overcome sickness and obesity. You need to order to experience the change. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. You need to order to experience your health change. GetTheTea.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.